Oklahoma has been in the oil business for well over a century, and the horizontal hydraulic fracturing revolution is spurring the production of even more oil, as well as natural gas trapped in underground rock layers. The process also unearths millions of gallons of ancient brackish water, which industry injects into deep underground waste wells. Huge volumes of the wastewater are triggering thousands of microquakes and increasingly large quakes, some felt across a five-state region. In late 2011, the city of Prague was shaken by a 5.7 tremor. Last September, the largest, a magnitude 5.8 event, shook the city of Pawnee. Daniel McNamara, a USGS geophysicist who studies industry-induced quakes, characterizes Oklahoma's earthquake swarm as unheard of. And he says the small tremors are producing larger quakes.
Yeah. In 2016, there were three earthquakes larger or equal to magnitude 5 actually occurred in the Cushing region, which was a region that we were very concerned about.
Cushing in north-central Oklahoma is the world's largest oil tank storage and distribution facility where the nation's underground oil pipeline infrastructure converges. To quell quakes, the Oklahoma Corporation Commission Oil and Gas Division began to shut down suspect wastewater disposal wells and limit volumes in seismic areas. And quakes are subsiding, says Daniel McNamara.
I want to make it clear that the hazard is extremely elevated relative to, say, 10 years ago, but it is decreasing from 2016 to 17.
Prior to 2008, Oklahoma documented a couple of magnitude 3 quakes a year. By 2014, the count had risen to 579. In 2015, there were 903. Last year, 623 tremors occurred. Arkansas stopped industrial earthquakes by capping a few culprit disposal wells on the Fayetteville Shale. But Oklahoma counts 900 disposal wells statewide, managing wastewater from more than 190,000 active oil and gas wells. That's according to Matt Skinner. He's spokesperson for the Oklahoma Corporation Commission. He says last year, the oil and gas industry disposed of more than 1 billion barrels of wastewater.
The latest earthquake rates for the last 9 months have been on a very steady decline. And all we can say at this point is that we're headed in the right direction. We have tools that we did not have a year ago. We have people we did not have a year ago. We have resources we did not have a year ago.
Oklahoma's Geological Survey Director Jeremy Boak is trying to wrangle industry earthquakes. He says there appears to be no consistent pattern of how the faults are reacting to wastewater disposals.
So we don't have a consistent pattern of, you know, how these faults react. We actually don't know. And so, as I say, I'm as worried about a magnitude 5 somewhere else in Oklahoma as I am in the Cushing area. And the overall rate is declining so rapidly that while I won't rule out larger earthquakes happening in the next year to 2 years, and maybe even further out than that, the more the rate declines, the less likely that is to happen.
The Oklahoma Corporation Commission in late February issued a new directive to keep future wastewater disposal volumes in check in light of future demand for oil and natural gas. Under the directive, operators will be allowed on a limited basis and based on seismic data to increase volumes in certain wells and, if necessary, offset that with lower volumes in other wells. In early March, the U.S. Geological Survey issued its second annual induced or industrial-caused earthquake hazards map. The forecast in Oklahoma? Chances of damage from future large man-made quakes are expected to fluctuate depending upon industry practices. In Fayetteville, I'm Jacqueline Froelich reporting for Arkansas Public Media.